Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back. Reminds me of Welcome Back, Carter. And if you do not know that show, I'll tell you about it later. Yeah, you have wisdom behind you if you know Welcome Back, Carter. I want to thank you so much for showing up every single week. I want to thank you so much for sharing the episodes. Look at, we're one of those shows that look at our analytics, and you are sharing not just to your friends next door, but you are sharing internationally, and we are so appreciative of that. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for reaching out and supporting the guests. And today we have someone pretty special. If you've been hanging around the 262 Summit world, you will have seen Kim. He was one of our celebrities on the men's panel on the Incredible Summit of Inspiration in May. And he sent me this message, and I love celebrating. And I think that we should celebrate and share about that celebration as much as possible. But Kim Estes, who is our guest today from Big Law, has been nominated for his second Emmy. And I'm like, get on the show. We pulled in the producer goddess, and I'm like, Carmel, let's get this guy on the show because we want to hear about that. We want to celebrate you. And I know that we're going to be heading down to the Emmys next month. So, Kim, welcome to the Mission Accepted podcast.
Thank you for having me on the Mission Accepted podcast.
Absolutely.
It's truly a delight to be here with you.
Well, you too. I mean, you're just one of those good humans. And I love that we actually met. It was other in Oscars or an Emmys gifting suite at the Mariana Group. And we had a great conversation, and you met Ocean, and you guys had a great connection. And I love when you see people and hang out with people and get to walk a bit of the journey, whether sometimes it's on the sidelines and sometimes it's on the playing field. But look, why don't you tell us a little bit about Big Law? Tell us about this nomination. And we're going to dig into a little bit here.
Okay, well, Big Law is a nice short form series done by Total Independence. Our director is Jim Morrison IV, and I've had assistants down this road from Diana Lansling to Scott Sheridan, who's our shooter, and then also Alina Harmon, Meredith Thomas, Joy Paris. I mean, it's a bunch of people got together, put apart this six-part short-form series. So some episodes are 2 minutes, or 3 minutes, and some episodes are 10. But combined is 6 episodes, so it takes about 55 minutes to watch the entire thing on biglaw.tv. That's it. That's the only place you got to go. And then people are able to sit there and look, if they get tired of seeing my face, there are other actors involved, and the actors that are prettier than me. You know, it's just one of those things. But the series should enthrall you. It should grab you and take you in. And at the end of the day, you'll go, wait, stop. Where's the rest of it? That's the important thing about short form series, is that that's the beauty of telling the short form story, to grab people and suck them in.
So you know, this is your second nomination. You already have an Emmy. Yes. You have, if you look up your IMDb, So if you look up this gentleman's IMDb, you're going to see many. How long have you been playing in this craft, I'll say?
I've been in this sandbox for... So my first TV show was a show called Commander in Chief with Gina Davis in 2004. A very short-lived series because it was very political. A woman as president in 2004. And I played one of her senators. And I'm so grateful to her. She's one of my heroes because that was my first. And I can never forget that, ever. So that's how long I've been playing in the sandbox with people in this craft. Longer than that, before that, it was on stage learning how to do what it is I'm supposed to be able to do, which is be on stage, on theater, sweating, and making sure that you get it right. So, yeah.
People here nominated, received an Emmy, up for an Oscar, up for a People's Choice, up for. Can you explain to our incredible listeners and viewers? We know that it's exciting. We know that it's an accolade of the craft. We know that it takes a lot of work. I mean, our audience certainly knows what it takes. I mean, we're called Mission Accepted. Anyone that's hanging out with us, I'm sure, is in the middle, contemplating starting. They're like, well, I don't know. Or they've completed many missions and they continue to do that. Can you tell us, what is the process of being nominated, and how does the judging work? Like, how does a nomination for the Emmys work?
Well, the Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences, if we're dealing with television, and there I know that, the Television Arts and Sciences has, they have categories, and about 60 or so governors sit in different, those are board members from the television camp. They sit in a variety of positions, everything from makeup to choreography to acting, but there are a lot. And so your voters, the people who are members of the Television Academy, will vote on your category. And if you're Emmy worthy, if you are putting out a product that is of a standard for the Academy for television, then your name goes into a pre-nomination ballot. And then from the pre-nomination ballot, they pick out a group to go forward for Emmy consideration. And that's the way it works. And so out of the ballot of quite a few members of the pre-nom ballot, then there are three of us on the Emmy ballot now. And then on the 17th of this month, the voting opens of August. It opens and then it closes on the 26th. And then in that period of time, no one knows what happens. The only persons the only people that know what happened are probably the people at Ernst & Young that have the briefcase handcuffed to their wrist and they're walking around with it all the time. Mm-hmm. And then on that night, the celebration night is the 5th for my category, it's the 5th of September. And so we'll be there and anxiously sitting in my seat and with the butterflies, of course, that always come when you're nominated. And it's nice to know I'm supported, win, lose, or draw. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It was an experience, and the outcome I treasure. So I'm good.
So to give our audiences a visual, the celebration night, is that a dinner or are people dressing up? Is it like, what does that look like?
It is a black tie event at the Peacock Theater, downtown Los Angeles. It's the whole interior is filled with people in tuxedos and there's cameras all over the place and they have their specific angles and I'll probably sit on an aisle somewhere because the cameras run up and down the aisles of the nominees sit on the aisle so they can picture them win, lose, or clapping for the winner and clapping for the losers. Yeah. And then after that experience, we move over to the convention center, and that's where they have what they used to call the Governor's Ball. It is now the Emmy Celebration, and all the people who have paid to go to the ball, we'll go there and eat and drink and celebrate and honor the other nominees or the winners and also the nominees, because being nominated in that group with your friends, with your comrades. It's a great honor to be nominated by your peers. People think that your work is definitely a standard to where you can earn the nomination and then possibly earn the Emmy.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. Yeah, Thank you for giving us the visual and the process, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we just see what you see on TV and people know there's something behind the curtain, but what's behind the curtain? You know, what has that process been like? And so people talk about in your industry more than I think any industry is getting that break, right? What do you consider was your break? How did you get there? What did it take? Some people it's a short term, some people it's a long term. What did you feel was your break for you in your industry?
I think having people know, whether it's a part of the independent film network, where there really are a lot of people putting this film together or this short form series, and to be included in that process, to me, is one of the most heartwarming things that people who create or write these envision you as being a character. And it's like, I'm so honored when they do that. And yes, the answer is never no for me, because you've chosen me to carry out your vision, And it's what an honor, what a pleasure. And you give it all. You just leave it there. You come with everything that you can, all the tools that you have at your disposal. You will do that for this person who has given you that character on paper to push forward and put it on the screen. And I am truly honored when people do that. And so breaks happen that way. Breaks also happen when casting directors see you in a film and they see that you were working to the point where, yeah, he's good. He can be in the series that I'm casting. He may be a small role, a day player. He may be a guest star. He may be he may work several days. He may work one day, but that gives you the opportunity to showcase yourself. Also, it gives you the opportunity to get in front of more people who just might have a role for you, a future role for you in their film. And that, to me, anytime I get asked to do something like that, I definitely take it into heavy consideration, because that means a lot. And I know I'm among the few at that point in time when someone's considering me to be to play a role in something that they have created. And it's a very, very wonderful spot to be in.
Wow. I love creativity. It's so expensive. It's so expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other thing that people talk about in the sector, in the creative sector, whether it's art, music, publication, books, stage, film, theater, is that what you just talked about, a few people get that opportunity to maybe go all the way. What have you done, or have you done anything different from a personal standpoint, like personal development, or how have you kept yourself motivated, inspired to continue?
It is a matter of, oh gosh, breathing most times, because when you're up for a role and when you are rehearsing for the role, and it is a matter of being aware of where you are and who you are, taking that internal time to really absorb that character, which is something I may not have done 10 years ago, or 15 years ago. But it's one of those things that listening to people, of course, listening to people that were on your panel, listening to them talk about, you know, being self-aware and looking at yourself internally and taking the time and the moment to actually do something different. How cool is that? And even just to be able to breathe. And you just don't know what you're going to get from that. And I tell people all the time who are going into this business, it sometimes it can be absolutely nerve-wracking because you're trying to get roles that are, like you said, it's a small community of people. And if people just don't know who you are and what you've done and how you've done it, you could be just one step away from being in the right place at the right time. But if you're in the right place at the right time and you have done the homework and you put the work in, then you know that you stand a very good chance of being one of the people who they select to play those roles. And I'm honored. I see my friends all the time and in auditions, and we go into that audition knowing that one of us will get this role. It's okay. It'll be all right. There's another one. We'll get that one too. This is not going to be the end of the road. This is just a little chapter. And we look forward to actually auditioning a great deal.
Wow. Is there anything that you want to share with us about this particular show that you did or that has just completed? And how long has this category been? Has this category always been? No.
No, actually, you brought that up. I won my first Emmy in 2017 in this same category. And it had only been the second year. Mm-hmm. So it has been a category in the Emmy since 2016, because Patricia Darbo won the first year. I won the second year that it was put in play. And this, here we are in this age, we're still in that category. Yes. Should more people be involved in short form? Yes, because even if you do that, the Television Academy will screen your project. They will take time to look at it because they want to make sure it's television worthy. It is of a standard that you could take this and throw this object. And then this piece, Big Law, they did a absolutely wonderful job. And it's not just that because I'm in it, but it's just the care. I know. Okay, pardon me.
Let's do it. As soon as you send me that message, I'm like, you should have seen. I sent the whole message to every single woman today on your behalf. I'm like, dude, did it. Check it out. So anyways, yeah, of course, because you're in.
Yeah. you are something else. But it's one of those things where you really, the quality of work that went into this project is absolutely phenomenal. And when people say short form, yeah, you could take a vertical with your iPhone, or you could do anything you want to do on a smaller scale. But they put a lot of work into it, a lot of energy, a lot of time, and made this well. So it would surprise me if this didn't carry forward. Some type of short form is short form.
Should I finish that sentence? Short form till it's not? So it gets picked up. All right. So Kim's taking a little technology breather, and it's incredible what he has done. And if you get to meet him personally, and I hope that you do, go back and watch him on the summit that he shared with us. He's just a really great human being doing really good work in the world. And here you are. I said you were taking a little technology break, so I was just praising your praise. So go ahead. You were talking about.
I heard you. I heard you.
I held the stage for you, darling.
Oh, wonderful. It's like being on stage and somebody forgets their line. And then, you have to get a fill in. The smarter actors will go ahead and fill that space in no matter what.
Yeah.
Yes. But thank you. Really appreciate the fact that you have taken the time to visit with me, and that, you know that you have a special place in my heart because of the work you do, not just locally, but around the world. So I'm honored again to be here, because you do honor others. And that is the bonus for me.
Wow. Well, look, before we sign off, Kim, can you please tell our audience again, the show, where they can find the show? And also, where else can we support you? And I got one extra one to throw in there. What can we do to support film in general?
Those are good. So you can find it under biglaw.tv. There you can, you will see the entire six episodes. Don't let it scare you. You don't have to sit there for 6 hours. It'll be there. You'll be there for 55 minutes. But don't be mad at me when at the end of those 55 minutes, you go, what? Where's, I want more. So that's what will happen. I'll just tell you right now. You know, did somebody live or did somebody die? It's somebody like going away or somebody staying. So I don't want to give anything away because they'd shoot me in Big Law. So I played Boyd Bennett, the ethics lawyer of the firm. And there are some wonderful actors and actresses in this that will just blow you away. So be happy. Please, you'll be ecstatic. And for the help, hey, we have Emmy voters, Television Academy voters, Emmy voters all over the United States. There's about 7,000 on the East Coast. If you know those voters that vote in those categories, and I'm not supposed to use the word vote, but would you please consider the work? And that's what we say instead of, you know, get on there, open your computer on the 16th, 17th, and just go scroll down to the category and consider the work. That's what we have to ask for. But I think you will not be disappointed with Big Law. And then one more, the last thing you threw in there, then?
Was supporting the industry as a whole, supporting film, supporting art, supporting movies, supporting short, like, what can we do?
Please, I will ask this in the general sense.
Yeah.
Support independent film. It is the rarest form. It is the cleanest, most gracious form that we have. And one of the items, it's like watching basketball right now. Mm-hmm. What's the purest form of basketball? Ladies, basketball is the purest form. So I would rather watch WNBA franchise form than to watch, you know, the pros shoot three-pointers. And yes, the women shoot three-pointers as well, but it's pure. And all the basic skills are there. So that's what independent film is. I'll make that comparison. So support it. You have friends that are out there that are doing that thing because of passion. And they love that passionate. And when people support them, they jump for joy. And so should we all.
So one last question, because I love, you know, if you don't know me, you do know me. My audience knows me. I love music. Seriously, if there's a 12-step program for people to listen to too much music, I'd be president. So let's paint a picture. You've gone to your event. You've been nominated.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You go to the Emmys. You take it. And you decide that you're going to go for a little trip. You and you, just for some restoration. You get one suitcase, one plane. We're going to put a record player on the island that you're going to go and restore at. You've got room for one album. Singer, album, or song. What are you taking with you? Tell us who that is. Oh, my goodness. He's taking another check break. So let's see. Who is he going to take with him? Oh, you got one?
Okay. I got one. So I got it's the one place, the destination.
The destination. You can give us a destination if you want, but you got to tell us what album you're taking.
I have to take Eminem.
All right.
I have to take Eminem's album because success is the only option. Failure is not.
Ooh.
That's what I'm taking.
That's what you take it. Okay. Okay. Where are you going?
I'm going to Bali.
Oh my gosh. I literally just said that to someone today. I said,
yeah, I have a friend.
Bali for Christmas. I literally said that. Oh my goodness. All righty. I think he's taking his last tech break of the evening. Thank you so much, Kim, for coming on. Thank you, audience, for always being the most fantastic. And I get to say this, you're the best podcast audience ever. You support, you cheer. We love you. Thank you so much. Kim, thanks for making this happen super quick. We wish you all the love and all the luck in the world. And with that, audience, as always, you be well, you stay groovy, and we will see you next week. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.